Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Charles Upton, his book, The Alien Disclosure Deception. Charles, what is the most important thing you want people to grasp from the book?
I want people to grasp some concrete instances of deception. Instead of talking about it in the abstract, let's look at actual instances here. Okay, four of these are taken from that really useful documentary from Netflix, Top Secret UFO Projects Declassified. Okay, now what do we have? We have totally absurd stories that could not be true. We have the story told by Colonel Philip J. Corso of when at the time he was at Fort Riley, and according to him, there was a special shipment came in and we went to the warehouse, and since he was the duty officer, he started poking around in there to find out what was so special about this shipment. And he opened, this is the story he tells in that documentary, he opened a regular wooden packing crate at random, and what should he find? An alien corpse. No attempt to preserve it, no hermetically sealed, temperature-controlled coffin, no guard. And, picking a random wooden packing crate, flips it open, there's an alien corpse.
Great luck, now, right?
How likely is that?
Pretty remote.
Pretty remote. So that's an absurd story. And these guys are laughing at us. They think we're idiots and we'll believe anything. There's another one. Rob Mercer tells a story he's reading a classified advertisement in his paper, and it says, top secret documents available to anyone who wants to take them off my hands, come on over. So he goes, he's an employee of Wright-Patterson Air Base. So he goes to this guy's house, and in the garage are all these documents. And what are they? They are supposedly all of the reports that were excluded from Project Blue Book, but this guy just has them. He says, no charge. Just I got to clean out the garage. I got room for other stuff. Just take them off my hands. He says, okay, sure. Now, how likely is that?
You understand? It was probably the world's greatest scam to clean out his garage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's right. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, if I could say that a lot of the junk in this house is really paranormal or secret, then people would come and take it off my hands.
Come get it.
I'm
That's
not
going
to do that. But look, this is ridiculous. These stories could not be true. Anybody who would make those documents available to anybody in the public through a classified ad would get at least the men in black, if not getting disappeared. You don't do that with
right.
classified documents that you've stolen from an airbase you used to work on. Ridiculous! Give me a break.
So why do it in the first place? What do they want?
They want us not to look at what they're doing. They want us to you know, follow, go down rabbit holes that are of absurdity.
Is it a sleight of hand, Charles?
Yes, it is. Okay, those are two, and there are other. Now you look at that documentary, and you have first, terrible stories of UFO abductions are told by of course Travis Walton. Everybody knows about his awful experience, which was, you know, traumatized him for life, and you know, and there's someone else. I'm looking for it here.
Fire in the Sky with Travis.
Yeah, Fire in the Sky, and then someone else tells a terrible, horrible story. Terry Lovelace of being abducted, and then this is in the documentary. In the same documentary, Alejandro Rojas comes forward. Alejandro Rojas and says, "Well, the interesting thing is that there've been people. No one has ever had a negative experience with the UFOs." And the documentary tells stories of pursuing jets being shot down by UFOs.
But yeah, exactly.
They're entirely peaceful. No one's ever had a bad experience.
Or people have disappeared in little airplanes.
Yeah, right. So what is this? An obvious total contradiction. Horrible stories are told and then flip, but nothing bad has ever gone on. Well, or another one, which is... we all know, you know, fleet of UFOs appeared over the Capitol building in 1952,
right,
in D.C. And they're appearing like crazy. They come and supposedly send emissaries to us, you know, to give us important messages about the fate of humanity. They want to be seen. They want to get through to us. When they appear in the sky, they do incredible acrobatics to get our attention. Everybody knows this.
There are pictures in the newspaper.
We get to Richard Dolan, who breezily says, I'm quoting here exactly. He says, they are secretive. They are covert. They don't want to be known. So that's something which would make me wonder, why are they secretive? Now, this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, and it's contradicted by the rest of the documentary.
I got to get you on a panel with all these folks.
Oh, yeah. Because what we need to do, when we run into some kind of contradiction like this, an absurd story that could no way by any stretch of the imagination be true, or a contradiction that's thrown flat in your face, we need to say, okay, Mr. Dolan, you know, could you explain this? You know, Senor Rojas, could you explain this? This does not make sense to me, at least. We'll give you an opportunity to explain this a little further, because this doesn't make sense.
But are you saying that some of these investigators are part of the government deception?
Of course they are.
Or are they just going down the wrong rabbit hole?
Obviously they are. How many people, how long can we believe that people, now these people aren't associated with the CIA, but we all, why do we believe that the CIA and the military presence in the disclosure movement is all whistleblowers who have gone against their own superiors at great risk to themselves and come forward to help us know the truth because they're tired of lying? That is absurd. Obviously, they're working for, you know, if the movement is full of the CIA and the military, it is being run by the CIA and the military. End of story.
The big question again, though, Charles, is what do they want to gain from this?
What they want to do is impose a change of belief upon the American people. And what the two of the big elements of the change of belief are, one, they want to debunk and delegitimize religion, and number two, they want to legitimize transhumanism. Because if the UFO aliens created us, look, you know, we might resist all being turned into cyborgs. If we thought it came from just a few mad scientists on Earth, we would say, you know, sorry, no thank you. But if we are told, hey, this is coming from the cosmos, man. This is coming from our original creators who have been guiding a revolution and tinkering with our DNA from day one, you know. And now we've graduated to the point where we can become, you know, full-fledged members of the Galactic Federation, the full-fledged cyborg robot Borgs, you know, and we'll buy it because it's a kind of religion. You know, if you start to believe in that and give your faith to that, you will go for it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, remember the movie Contact, all those people out in the desert?
Yeah.
I mean, just bowing down to this. But what happens when the real visitations continue to become public and well-known, and they mix with some of these fraudulent ones?
Well, I'm not saying they're fraudulent visitations. The great majority of the visitations are real.
Okay.
There might be a few, you know, trick landings and trick abductions, but that's a very small, that's negligible.
So they're using the real ones to manipulate us.
Yeah, they're using the real ones. These things keep coming, and they say, well, we can't control this, and we can't predict this, but we can't attach our own mythology to this, so it will work for us. See, that's what they're doing.
And what can you do to continue to get the word out about this?
Well, everybody should buy my book and tell their friends to read my book. But people need to get into the habit of looking at statements. Oh, there's also things like you will have a word in some document, or a word and image will be opposed to each other. In the documentary Area 51, there's something where it says, here you see the image coming in from the top right, whereas the image is actually coming in from the bottom left, something like this. So we say, what? You know, there There's a technique that everybody should look for. It's called unconscious contradiction. If two totally contradictory pieces of data can be projected at you at the same time, or even, you know, not at the same time, let's say at the same time, then, and you don't notice it and it isn't pointed out, then you are hypnotized. Your critical faculties are stunned. You can no longer, you know, decide what's true or false. You just become totally receptive and highly suggestible. So watch for unconscious contradictions, things like that. One contradiction is the whole idea the government is trying to debunk the reality of UFOs, hide them, you know, saying there's nothing here to see, all of this. And yet, General Douglas MacArthur, speaking to the cadets at West Point in 1962, told them that they needed to prepare for a war between a united humanity and the sinister forces of some other planetary galaxy.
Yep, I remember that.
Now, this is not debunking UFOs. This is not that the government is trying to hide UFOs. All along, they've been saying the UFOs are real, but they haven't come right out and said it. They just sprinkle it along. Now, in 2021, they came out and said it. But that itself shows to me that the will of the government has not been simply to hide this. The will of the government has been to use this and, you know, to change people's consciousness and to control their actions.
You wrote a book in 2001 called The System of the Antichrist.
System of Antichrist, yes.
Does this have anything to do with what we're talking about tonight? Is there a tie-in there?
I think so, yeah. I think, you know, there are writers that I respect.
There's something demonic going on here, Charles.
Yeah, it is demonic. It's demonic. Unfortunately, this is the time where the Luciferian aspect of the ruling elites is coming front and center. At
Full
the same
force.
Time as various, you know, Satanist groups and churches are trying to gain legitimacy. You know, it's all coming out of the closet now.
Is religion doing anything to kind of quell this?
Not what I would hope. They're not looking in this direction. They are a lot of religious people are complacent / terrified. You know, there's a kind of complacency which is really unconscious fear. Say, oh, this won't affect me. You know, what you're really feeling is, you know, it's already too late. We can't do anything. They need to face it more directly. On the other hand, there is, and I wish I knew his name. I can't remember his name. There's a Sufi sheikh who's talking about this kind of stuff, who's a Naqshbandi sheikh, and you just look at Alien Jinn on YouTube and you will find him. And there's also an Orthodox Christian, Father Spiridon, who's written a book about this kind of thing. He's talking about this. So some religious leaders have understood that this is a demonic thing. But by and large, that's not the way the religions, you know, writ large, have been looking. You know, I hope that will change. I hope we can do something to change that, because truly, this is an attack on all the religions that believe in God. And what the temptation is we're being tempted to renounce the human form. That's the last temptation. And what's interesting about that is that's also the last surah of the Quran, which is basically against that temptation. Now, I'm going to read that to you.
All right.
In Arabic, it goes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Kul a'uzu bi rabbin nas, maliki nas, ilahin nas, min shar al-waswasil khan nas, al-azi yuas we. We see Sudurin Nasi Min al Janati Wan Nas. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, say, I take refuge in the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the sneaking whisperer who whispereth in the hearts of mankind, of the jinn and of mankind. And I take that as saying, essentially, stay human. Because, you know, if we don't know what a human being is, we don't know what a privileged position human beings occupy. We think that if we, get chips implanted in our brain, or if we go into the metaverse and never come out again, So what? It's just the next thing. You know, if you're not human anymore, human wasn't so important anyway, was it?
Who concocted the scheme?
Well, who are these people? I mean,
somebody had to come up with a grand idea.
Yeah, it's the people that René Guénon, in The Reign of Quantity and the Signs of the Times, called the counter-initiation. And he saw these as, in his time, these were secret societies that were dedicated to destroying religion and to destroying even the esoteric and mystical groups within, like Sufism, within the world religions.
All at the same time, just wipe them all out.
Well, they're working on it, you know, over a long period of time, you know, having some success here and not so much success there, and they're working, they're feeling, they're trying out how to do it. The weird thing is, once they win, what have they got? Once they win, what have they got? They don't have a world because the world has been trashed. And no human being can profit from the destruction, the deconstruction of the human form. You can't turn everybody else into robots and then expect your humanity is going to be intact. And they may not even want their humanity to be intact. See, this is what evil is. Evil is absurd. You know,
probably don't have the game plan for the long term.
Well, the game plan for the long term comes essentially from Lucifer.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.